across Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With reporters, the newly elected British Prime Minister underlined two further measures.
We'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline.
Earlier on Monday, Starmer held an urgent meeting of the government's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, to develop a response to the far-right violence across Britain, which he describes as mindless thuggery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Dow drops nearly 860 points and Japanese stocks suffer the worst crash since 1987 on U.S. economy fears. AP correspondent Damian Troisi reports.
Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsens. The S&P 500 fell 2.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slumped 3.5%. The sell-off is global. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4% for its worst day since 1987. A jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected. That has deepened worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rate policy. Damian Troisi, New York.
Myanmar's military regime says it has lost communications with the commanders of a strategically important army headquarters in the northeast. That adds credence to a militia group's claim that it has captured the base. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As tensions between Israel and Iran mount, there are warnings that threats by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to intervene in Gaza could make things worse in the region. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Tens of thousands protested across Turkey Saturday against Israel's war on Hamas. The protests were the latest sign of growing tensions in Turkey over the war in Gaza, which some observers say have been fanned by remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan only a few days earlier.
Just as we entered Karabakh, just as we entered Libya, we can do something similar to Israel. There is no reason for us not to.
With Ankara enforcing a trade embargo against Israel and the war of words escalating, analysts warn the countries are now on an even more dangerous course. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Protests against hardship have continued for a fifth day in several states in Nigeria, a day after the president urged an end to the demonstrations over the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Protesters marched along major roads in a few states, but in far smaller number compared to previous days. A few protesters in Nigeria's hard-hit north were seen waving the Russian flag. Pro-Russian sentiments have been growing in parts of West Africa, and Nigeria's president has warned protesters not to let, quote, the enemies of democracy use you to promote an unconstitutional agenda. A Sudanese government body has denied that famine exists in the Zamzam camp for internally displaced people in North Darfur, in contradiction to the findings of a global food monitor. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
The Famine Review Committee said in a report on Thursday that famine, confirmed when acute malnutrition and mortality criteria are met, is ongoing in the camp and likely to persist until at least October. And it comes after more than 15 months of war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The Sudanese government blamed the Rapid Support Forces for imposing what it said was a blockade on North Darfur's capital, Al-Fashir, that has led to shortages of food and aid. The RSF on Friday declared full solidarity with the victims of the famine and repeated an offer to work with the United Nations to facilitate the delivery of aid.
David Doyle from Reuters. Hurricane Debby has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm, bringing with it the potential for record-setting rains, catastrophic flooding, and life-threatening storm surge. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Debby has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour and made landfall Monday morning near Steinhatchee in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. Nearly 214,000 customers were without power in Florida on Monday morning. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.